somebody who can't hear anything, you'd say that he's
deaf.
And say if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
sweating.
And a sore that comes to a head would be called a...
what would you call that?
You know, like you might get on your arm, it comes to a head.
They say it come to, might sore come to a head?
Uh-huh. Well, that'd be a little... call it a rising or?
Yeah, you call it a rising.
Anything else?
No, not.
What about carbuncle or?
Well, it'd be different things. Carbuncle, rising.
How's a carbuncle different?
Well, one of them's large and the old fellow said it hurts worse than the other one.
A carbuncle is large?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. When the rising opens, the stuff that drains out, you call that?
Oh. Pus?
Okay. If someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
place where he was stabbed?
Uh-huh. You'd call that a...
you'd call it a stab?
Uh-huh. Well, say if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a bullet.
Through my arm?
Uh-huh. Would you call that a wound or wound?
Call it a wound.
Uh-huh. You know, sometimes a wound won't heal back right. It's got to be, it has a kind of growth over it.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be, you have to go back to the doctor and have it fixed over.
Uh-huh. Well, what would you call that? Some kind of flesh. It's got to be, it gets a granular substance around it. It's white grains around it. It's got to be cut out or burned out.
Well, you'd have to, if it's in your knuckle, you'd have it cut out.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that called some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
Proud flesh?
Uh-huh. Say if you had a little cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine you could put on it. It'd sting a lot, would be.
Brown.
A medicine you could put on a cut. You'd call that. Well, if you cut your finger, what kind of medicine would you put on it?
Well, a different kind of medicine.
Uh-huh. What about a brown medicine that stings a lot?
I don't know.
It'd be I.
Be what?
It's a brown medicine that stings a lot. You'd have it. It's real common. You could have mercurochrome or methylate or this brown stuff.
Mm.
That'd be
iodine.
Iodine?
Uh-huh. Say if a person was shot and didn't get any better, you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man...
in bad shape.
And he finally...
dies?
Uh-huh. Any nice ways of saying that somebody died?
How was that now?
Are there any nicer ways of saying somebody died?
No.
You say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
Where?
In a place where people are buried.
Grave?
Uh-huh. Or the place is called the...
graveyard?
Okay. And what they put the body in.
Coffin.
And you say, well, he was an important man. When he died, everybody went to the...
went to the graveyard?
Uh-huh, for the...
funeral?
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in... at a funeral, people dressed in black.
Well, say they're with her?
Uh-huh, or they're in...
mourning.
Mourning?
Uh-huh.